is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting at all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me, gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, it's a Thursday. Good to have you here. It is the 24th of May, heading for Memorial Day weekend, of course. Looks like the weather's going to be pretty hot in good parts of the state. It's going to be wet, too. We don't need a lot more rain here, but looks like we're going to get it anyway. The Great Lakes sitting at near record high levels. So that mixed with more rain means, well, you're not going to have to walk across much dry land to get to your dock. In fact, I hope your dock remains above the waterline, because I saw a couple of docks here recently last summer that were doing their very best to stay above the water. So hopefully it'll be good. But the weather's going to be good for Memorial Day. Travel safe. The gas prices higher than they've been in 2 or 3 years. No big deal. The jobs are better than they've been in 2 or 3 years, too. So hopefully you're making more money. You can afford a little bit of extra gas and go take the family and enjoy something here in Michigan or wherever you may travel. Be well. We've talked a bit here in recent days about some of the good reporting that's going on when it comes to covering what's happening with the investigations, that being Bob Mueller, or the shenanigans, I guess, of the FBI and Department of Justice. The circus continues to play on and roll through town, but Cheryl Atkinson, formerly of CBS News, one of the last standing actual investigative journalists in America. She now works for Sinclair, because she was one of the people that was targeted. You may recall this, that her emails and her data was breached by the Obama administration. You know, people tend to forget that, but that happened. Anyhow, she's doing good reporting. And in a piece for The Hill, she writes, 8 signs pointing to a counterintelligence operation deployed against the Trump campaign. And she writes in part that it may be true that President Trump illegally conspired with Russia and was so good at covering it up, he's managed to outwit our best intel and media minds who've searched for irrefutable evidence for 2 years. We still await Special Counsel Bob Mueller's findings. But there's a growing appearance of alleged wrongdoing equally as insidious, if not much more so, because it implies widespread misuse of America's intelligence community and law enforcement apparatus. Here are 8 signs pointing to a counterintelligence operation deployed against Trump for political reasons, according to Cheryl Atkinson. 1, the code name. The fact that it had a code name at all. Crossfire Hurricane, stealing from the Stones. As you know. Crossfire Hurricane. Wiretap Fever. Secret surveillance was conducted on no fewer than 7 Trump associates. This we know to be true. They include Steve Bannon, Mike Cohen, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, the son-in-law Jared Kushner, who, by the way, now has permanent security clearance as of yesterday, despite the most vigorous vetting project ever. Jared Kushner, good to go. And there goes another liberal argument out the door. If Jared Kushner was dirty or involved in any sort of Russian meddling or manipulation, would he have just gotten permanent security clearance at the highest levels of government that happened yesterday? The curious case of Jared Kushner indicates quite obviously no. Also tapped and investigated, Paul Manafort, Carter Page, George Papadopoulos, probably others, but that's the list we know so far. The FBI reportedly applied for a secret warrant in June 2016 to monitor Manafort, Page, Papadopoulos, and Flynn. If true, it means the FBI targeted Flynn 6 months before his much-debated conversation with Russia's ambassador, Sergei Kislyak, which, by the way, that conversation is supposed to be revealed in its entirety today to the Gang of Eight. The FBI applied 4 times to wiretap Page after he became a Trump campaign advisor, even though he had worked with him, even though he had been an FBI asset previously. CNN reported that Manafort was wiretapped before and after the election, including during a period when Manafort was known to talk to President Trump. Manafort reportedly has a residence in Trump Tower as well. Electronic surveillance was used to listen on three Trump transition officials in Trump Tower, Flynn, Bannon, and Kushner, as they met in an official capacity with the United Arab Emirates Crown Prince. The FBI also reportedly wiretapped Flynn's phone conversation with Kislyak, and so we're going to get the transcript from that today, at least what we as the American people, the members of the House and Senate, you'll see that. Another controversial tool, national security letters, reportedly used by the FBI to obtain phone records and other documents in the investigation, were these national security letters, which bypass judicial approval. Improper use of such letters has been an ongoing theme at the FBI. Reviews by the Department of Justice's Inspector General and my hero, Michael Horowitz, found widespread misuse under Mueller, who was then FBI director. He's not really my hero, but I think he's a guy who can be pivotal. Can be Michael Horowitz, can be pivotal in this entire conversation. He's the one guy who was appointed by Barack Obama in 2012, who uncovered Fast and Furious and put it out there, who uncovered, you know, the sexual, you know, trysts of federal agents in South America involving drugs and liquor and hookers and so forth. They put it out there. He doesn't care. Put it out there. Then there's the unmasking, of course, here. Identifying protected names of American citizens captured by government surveillance. That's not supposed to happen, but we know it went on a lot. Susan Rice and James Clapper promoting that. It was all an attempt to embarrass everybody. And how about changing the rules? On December 15th, 2016, the same day the government listened in on Trump officials at Trump Tower, Susan Rice unmasked the names of Bannon, Kushner, and Flynn, and Clapper made a new rule allowing the National Security Agency to widely disseminate surveillance material within the government without the normal privacy protections. Of course he did. Rules? What rules? Where we're going, we don't need rules. Former CIA Director John Brennan and Clapper in their media strategy, two of the most integral intel officials and deviants of the Obama administration, have joined national news organizations where they have regular opportunity to shape the news narrative. I mean, they're just out there flapping their jaws and creating nonsense. And then, of course, there's all the leaks, unmitigated leaks. Friends, informants, and snoops, the FBI reportedly used one-time CIA operative Stephen Halper in 2016 as an informant to spy on Trump officials. You can call it what you want, but it is spying. Another player is Comey's friend Daniel Richmond, a Columbia University law professor who leaked Comey's memos, probably illegally, if you want to know, probably illegally to the New York Times. These eight features of a counterintelligence operation are only the pieces we know so far. I heard it described yesterday as a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle. Sounds about right. You know, Gowdy's got a few pieces, and Nunez has a few pieces, and Grassley has a few pieces, and you and I have a few pieces, but there's 1,000 pieces of the puzzle. And they continue to tumble out when people like Clapper and Brennan say, well, it was good surveillance. It was good spying. Of course it was. Now, please sit down and allow us to put the handcuffs back on you. This hour brought to you in part by Fresh Start Tax Solutions, your Michigan-based professionals when you're dealing with the IRS or the state of Michigan. Chris McClatcher will be there for you. Don't do these things alone. If you just need good tax advice, he's there as well. He's a Michigan man, Chris McClatcher is, and he's there to help you. All you need is your Michigan area code and then tax.com, 517-TAX.com, 906-TAX.com, 734-TAX.com. Go get Chris McClatcher. Get some Fresh Start Tax Solutions today.